Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about ISIS and what is going on with ISIS, as we've been sharing on VFNTV. If you've been connected and listening, and I know you have, and viewing, that we've been sharing how this is a plan. They have a strategy to continue to move forward in taking more territory and more land, because what they're all about is a caliphate, which is expanding their quote-unquote kingdom by land. Then they want dominance. It's like world domination.
They're taking over.
Taking over. And Jordan is next. Jordan, and the next on the list is Israel. I want you to watch as a report from CBN has just come out detailing some of their plans and what lies ahead in the future unless ISIS is stopped now. Watch this.
Behind me, the terror group Islamic State controls large parts of both Syria and Iraq, but their ambitions go far beyond the land they now control and could even threaten the state of Israel. Jordan is a major tourist destination. Each year, millions of tourists flock to famous sites like Petra.
I think Petra is amazing. I think it truly is one of the wonders of the world.
But now Jordan finds itself on the front lines with IS, the Islamic State. The group's aggressive moves toward Jordan's border have many worried about the future of King Abdullah and Jordan, also known as the Hashemite Kingdom. In this video, Jordanians fighting for the Islamic State in Iraq tore up their passports and pledged to slaughter the king.
From their point of view, Jordan's an artificial country that has to be removed. Next stop is Israel.
Looking at the map, Jordan shares a long border with both Syria and Iraq. You can also see Jordan serves as a buffer on Israel's eastern border. In the vast desert to the north, the Jordanians maintain a strong, well-armed, and trained military. But Israeli analyst Jonathan Fine sees Jordan's real threat coming from the inside, not its border.
The danger is embedded in the potential of Muslim Brotherhood supporters, among them also Palestinians, who might cling and adhere to the ideology of the IS in Iraq.
Hopefully, Jordan won't face this enemy. It has two strong allies in the U.S. and Israel.
I don't think that I'm exaggerating that both Israel and the U.S. will prevent any takeover of IS on Jordan. Because from an Israeli point of view, the Eastern Front has always been a very sensitive issue.
That's why Israel feels it's vital to control the Jordan Valley on its eastern border. But the threat goes far beyond the borders of the Hashemite Kingdom.
In their eyes, the definition of the enemy is Western civilization, not a foreign policy of one government or another. And when they say they target the Judeo-Crusade Alliance as their major enemy, they mean what they're saying.
For now, Jordan, usually a quiet political player, sits on the front lines, part of the new reality in an ever-changing Middle East.
Welcome. My goodness. When you look at this and you say, this is serious. They have no plans of stopping. They have no plans of continuing to do their killing. And, you know, to date, we have Christians that have been butchered, if you will. I mean, it's just been horrific. They have two journalists that have died, and their goal is to take, you know, these countries out so they can come around and try to get Israel. And then, of course, you know, there's a threat that already remains here in the United States. You know, let's not forget, you know, the proximity and the closeness we are to, you know, terrorist anniversaries that have occurred here, attacks on our nation. And we want to make sure that we stay vigilant and stay alert. I mean, we can't say this enough, because right now in America, there are so many shiny objects distracting us and pulling us away from the things that are important right now. Today, I'm finding so many people are more lost in what's happening with celebrities and games and vacations and stuff like that, at comfort, than really what's happening around the world, the real threat that exists here in our country, and the need to educate their family members, their children, things to be concerned about. And I think that we're heading in an area right now where people, they're so tired of hearing about negative news that they're turning from it and they're ignoring the realities. And what we're wanting to do and hoping to do is not just look reality in its face, but give you a biblical perspective for us to stay alert, prayerful, and believing that, listen, this is, you know, good things are about to happen. Good times are coming, that there's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. But responsible people don't bury their head in the sand. You know, responsible people face issues head on. Mm-hmm. They deal with them head on, and they look at what's going on, and they address it.
Right.
You know, they absolutely address it. And so we want to make sure that we're praying not only for what's happening out there in the Middle East as it relates to Israel and the people that are being killed, as well as the real threat that exists right now in our nation. I mean, Texas Governor Rick Perry said the borders are porous, and he would not be surprised if these jihadists are right now in the United States. I mean, my understanding is that 100 Americans have joined to fight with ISIS, and now at least 500 of Europeans from Great Britain have been out there fighting with them. Note, they have passports. They can easily come in and out of the country. And so now they're making efforts to shut that down. But who knows? I'll tell you who does know. God knows. And if we pray, if we stay connected with the Lord, God will reveal secrets. He will uncover those things so that we can keep people safe. And again, point it to Jesus Christ. So we just want to make sure that we keep that aware. Share it with your friends.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.